of the little thing we want clarification on is on the power of sin, or who is to be held accountable for sinning, especially as regards to Adam and Eve. God allowed the Satan to get them to sin, and God knows they are going to sin. Why are they held accountable for the sin? Since God is all powerful to, you know, stop them from sinning if he wants.
God set them in the environment.
Yes.
God sent Satan to tempt them.
Yes.
And to try to lead them into sin.
Mm-hmm.
And God knew that they were going to sin.
Hmm. Wow.
So how is God not the author of sin?
That is it. That was the question.
God is not the author of sin because how did sin come into the world? He told Adam, do not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Okay.
How did sin come into the world? Adam ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. God told him not to.
Mm-hmm.
So to be the author of sin means to, with your authority, to cause the sin. Did God, with his authority, cause Adam to sin? No. All he did was tell him not to do something.
Okay.
It's like Paul in Romans says, you know, I didn't know what covetousness was until I read, thou shalt not covet, and then covetousness sprung up in my heart. That doesn't mean God is responsible for the covetousness of Paul.
That's true.
God said, don't do it.
Yes.
In Paul's heart of rebellion, did it. Satan tempted him, but Adam's the one who broke the commandment. Adam is the one who's guilty. But it's really important for us to recognize, too, that Satan is also guilty. Satan gets cast into the lake of fire along with anybody that rebels against God. And it's important to think about that, because when we put this into a human perspective,
yes.
It's easy to say, oh, I was misled.
Yeah.
I did this thing that was wrong because my pastor said to do it, that this was righteous, this was holy, and so I did it, and it was wrong. But I'm not accountable because my pastor led me into it.
Exactly.
No, God says the pastor's guilty for leading you into sin, and you're guilty for sinning.
For accepting too.
We can't say it's the pastor that made me do it any more than Adam could say in Genesis 3. It's this wife that you gave me that caused me to sin. God says, yeah, she sinned, and yeah, you sinned.
You sinned.
Wow. God can hold multiple people accountable for the same sin, because our sin is what we did. Eve gave it to her husband and said, take and eat. That was sinful.
Yeah.
Adam ate. Okay. That was the greater sin, because in that, sin comes into the world and all die in Adam. And so when we look at it, yes, God can hold both the one who's tempts and the one who's tempted, because they both have responsibility. We can never say somebody led us into sin, so therefore we're innocent. No, you're still the sinner.
Wow.